Senate Education Committee, please come to order. Today is Friday, March 15th. The time is 8:02 a.m. In attendance are myself, Senator Stevens, Chair, Senator Dunleavy, Vice Chair, Senator Gardner, and Senator Stedman. We have a quorum to conduct business, and today we're taking up Senate Bill 47, Senate Bill 47, relating to stipends at the Alaska boarding schools. This is the second hearing of Senate Bill 47. Intention is to ask the will of the committee and possibly move the bill onto the next committee referral. We have a bill sponsor with us, and others online are available for questions. Not yet closed public testimony, so there will be opportunity for those wishing to testify to speak to this bill. And at this time, then I'd ask for a motion to adopt the bill.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, I move we adopt Senate Bill 47, version 28-LS04408/P as our working document.
Thank you, Senator Dunleavy. I'll object in order to discuss the issue and I call upon the bill sponsor to tell us what's going on here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Reneva Moss, staffer, Senator Coghill. I pretty much went through the bill on Wednesday, and I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of Ms. Moss? Well, thank you. Great job of explaining it last time, I believe, and looks like everyone is satisfied. Is there anyone who would care to speak to this from the public at this time? Any additional public testimony, either in the room or online? And the public testimony is closed, and further discussion among committee members? Any additional information you need? Are you satisfied with what we've been talking about? Senator Gardner.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I like this bill a lot, and I like the direction that it's taking us for some communities and some students. What troubles me, though, is the state picking up the cost of room and board for children whose parents can pay for it, who have money, and also their travel costs. And I thought, you know, however much the legislature is willing to put toward this effort, we could serve more children if those who could afford to pay their own way did so. However, when we went to drafting and tried to draft an amendment to do that, we were told that it actually is unconstitutional, that the travel costs and the room and board are part of the state's obligation to provide an education, and that there wasn't a way to do it. So we couldn't figure out a way to do it, and we're not going to move forward with that effort, but I'd just like to sort of plant that seed if somebody else can figure out a way, because, I mean, there are some people who can afford to pay to support their children to the extent that covers their food, certainly, their travel back and forth. I mean, everybody gets a dividend that buys a plane ticket, but I don't know a way to do it. So other than that, I really like the bill.
Well, very good point, Senator Gardner. Thank you. Is any response at all?
Duly noted. I think we've had the same discussion with legal in the past when we dealt with House Bill 16, because Senator Coghill was trying to find a way for the parents to contribute to the cause. But we ran into the same problem.
Thank you. It is an issue and one that seems insolvable at this point. Yeah. Any further discussion? Then I'll remove my objection to the CS and ask for a motion to move the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move that we move Senate Bill 47 version P from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you, sir. Objection? Seeing no objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 47 version P is moved from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. And let's take a brief ease, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
much take care of the business we have at hand. One issue that that came up yesterday in Senator Dunleavy's Subcommittee on Education was the matter of testing, and we've asked the department to give us a recommendation on their concerns about the high school equivalency exit exam, and it would appear that they're concerned about continuing it and may be interested in making some changes there, substantial savings of money. And so if you're comfortable with that, maybe at a future date we'll begin speaking about that issue and see what we can do. Okay, anything further come before us? If not, we're adjourned. 808.